to us as she's driven from Orange across to Mudgee today is somebody else who's very passionate about sport, but particularly women in sport. Amanda Ferguson, good morning.
Oh, g'day, Jeff. How are you?
Yeah, good. I still can't come to grips with calling you Amanda, so it's Ferg. The last time that we spoke was at the Country Championships in Warren, an amazing couple of days, which received recognition from the New South Wales Sports Commission for what they'd done. But I guess what it really did was open a lot of people's eyes to the strength of women's rugby.
Yeah, so it was a really exciting Country Championships that we did hold out at Warren earlier this year. And the hard work of the local, of all the community out there, got in involved, different little town groups, to get in and make that championship such a success, from holding the sevens and then also the under-20s and also the open, the men's.
You're on the road today, and how does it feel when you're driving towards Mudgee, where there'll be a match played today as part of a competition named in your honour, the Amanda Ferguson Cup?
Yeah, still quite speechless about that. it is a great honour, and all the stuff that I've done for rugby, you do it for the love and the passion, and just to see the women running out there and get having a go. That's what it's all about.
You've played plenty of rugby yourself, and you played with Orange Emus, and the Emus sitting on top of the ladder again in the men's competition. There's still a way to go. But in the women's, we look at teams like West Wyalong, CSU, Bathurst Bulldogs, Mudgee indeed, sitting in fourth at the moment with Cowra, Orange Emus just a couple of points behind, so a crucial game. Cootamundra, Tamora, Dubbo Rhinos, Orange City, Harden Rugby Club. Would you ever have thought there'd be that many teams, 11 teams, playing women's rugby, or playing rugby amongst the women?
No, never in my time, and that is what it's really exciting about it, because you can come out and play a game of footy on a Saturday, and you think that it's going to be a tough game, and it's going to be a really hard physical game on the paddock, but then you come away with a good win, or you come away with an upset, and it depends on the day. It depends on the day, the bounce of the ball, and who turns up. But it is a very exciting competition. You just don't know.
Certainly not the same money yet in the women's sports, but AFL, rugby league, cricket, and rugby union all are having a professional path or a semi-professional path. Do you see the times when women's rugby will be up there to equal the men as far as money goes?
A little bit of time yet, but there is a lot of movement happening there. There's a lot more opportunity for the women within the rugby from the sevens, which we're actually able to go on the back of. Obviously, our women's sevens side is doing very well. They are professional players. And there is a lot more opportunity now within the 15s. With the Wallaroos, we're actually in the process of planning to go to World Cup in 2021. So we're working towards that, the next 3 years is definitely a work in progress for that.
And, of course, you've been away with the Wallaroos. You understand the culture, something that you're striving towards, that World Cup in a couple of years?
Yeah, definitely. We head to Sydney in August this year for the curtain raise of the Bledisloe Cup, and then we head to Eden Park the week after, to play over there. So very, very exciting times for the Wallaroos.
It will be an amazing time. Amanda, I know that in rugby circles there's a great feel for the community. You would be delighted to know about this to beat the breakdown that's going to culminate at Narromine today. It's amazing the way in which the sporting groups come together, not just for single cause, but for those broader national causes.
Oh, it is. It's amazing. And that's the good thing, and that's what I love about rugby. It's not just about footy. It's the friendships you build, and that you're able to, as a group of people, able to help the community raise money in regards to a number of different areas. It is really, really exciting. Our Indies juniors are actually out at Narromine today playing.
They will be a part of that. Well, it's easier to drive from Orange to Mudgee than to walk from Warren to Narromine, but good luck to all of those girls, and Ferg, good luck to you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Lovely talking to you. Amanda Ferguson, Ferg to everybody, is a real backbone of sport in our community.